address this. You see, Minister Farrakhan there was speaking in front of his own, much more hardcore than you're going to hear him when you watch him talking to Alex Jones. Two completely different characters. You see, right here, we must rise up and kill them that kill us. Well, that was a police officer that killed, you know, some Michael Brown, Darren Wilson. Some of these guys, you know, if you really get into Islamic theology, if you dig into it, they've got Sharia patrols that run around in a lot of areas of the world controlled by majority Muslims, or even having these things going around in France and Britain, in the countries where they're not even in control of the government. They're doing it on their own. So the law and the law enforcement in the Islamic world, they do a whole lot of very harsh things. But see, Farrakhan's using it because it was maybe a non black person gets killed by a cop that wasn't black, that somehow that's different than if a black person just kills another black person on the street. It is different because this person is a representative of the government. But these guys, like when you watch his 2-hour interview with Alex Jones that happened not that long ago, that was a completely different person, and he was basically deceiving Alex Jones's audience. But when you get him around his own audience, then he says things like this. So Farrakhan, Sharpton, down at the street level, are calling for federal intervention into law enforcement. And then you got Hillary and Obama up in the top notches of the government calling for the very same thing. That's the pincher. You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, it's a really sick thing to watch. And I'm not a fan of bad police, and I'm not a fan of stupid forced blood draws at checkpoints and this whole, you know, enforcement of, you know, like California is trying to move into forcing people to be vaccinated. And that end of the police state, I'm just as against as anybody else. And you guys know that listen to the program. I keep up on this stuff. I'm not a fan of the tyrannical garbage. But they're got two agendas here going at once. Yeah, people are pushing back against tyrannical police, but then there's this other element to it, which is white. Let's genocide whitey. In period, whites need to be taken out of power. Period, et cetera, et cetera. This Jeff Hood guy, this kind of a Chrislam preacher that organized this Dallas kind of meeting here, he said whites need to be taken out of power. And he looks white himself, which is really just these social justice warrior communists on the left that are white that sit there and want to disenfranchise their own power structure. It's mental illness. So I'm going to open up the phones, and I want to hear what you guys got to think about this stuff. Do you think martial law or some sort of an emergency operations type environment is going to happen before November? You know, I got this article up now from the Memory Hole blog, Dr. James Tracy, who was fired from a university down in Florida for his work on Sandy Hook and exposing false flags. And he's covering these hacked messages from the Black Lives, some of the Black Lives Matter kind of heavyweights. Tyre McKesson, who was just arrested in Baton Rouge, by the way, last night. He's an agitprop, and he's been given all these cush jobs. And just like Sean King, the kind of mixed up white guy that thinks he's black. Just like Rachel Dolezal, that one of the head of the NAACP chapters up there somewhere in the Northwest, where she was white and she basically dressed up and try to make herself black. These really mentally ill people that want to, they're called transracial. You know, you got transgenders. Well, these people are transracial, and they actually believe that they're another race stuck inside an evil white body. And so anyway, you got these hacked messages here between DeRay McKesson and Janetta Elzey, these Black Lives Matter leaders. And what's really fascinating in this, and I'm going to take a call from Art in a second, but here's the transcript of the conversations between these two with this hacked phones. Have you spoken with Mrs. Lynch, the attorney general, recently about the plan for the summer and fall leading up to the elections? This is DeRay. We spoke 2 weeks ago, and they want us to start really pushing how racist Trump is now instead of waiting so the others can start getting the protesters ready to shut both conventions down. If we can get both conventions shut down for messing over Bernie and for having racist Trump, then get martial law declared so Obama can stay in office, we will win. Call you soon when I get to my dad so I can use his landline and we can talk more on this. We have to make sure that we use our voices to keep people disrupting Trump all summer and through the fall so martial law can be declared. I wanted to touch base with you about the summer of chaos. So far, we have over 2,000 people bussed in from different cities and another 6,000 to 8,000 expected to drive into Cleveland for the convention. And then at the very same time, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and a bunch of the people that are really on board with Trump, they're trying to get as many people to go to Cleveland in support of Trump. And so you could see a real powder keg being constructed here. They will not be ready for the crowds we are bringing, and they will blame Trump for it, especially if we shut it down. Love that shut it down term. The GOP will have to replace him at that point, or we will continue the disruptions nationwide. I will pass the info along. Good work. You'll never let us down. It's so important we stop Trump. He cannot be president. He will destroy everything we worked so hard for and we can't trust. And so it goes on and on. Here's something interesting. We have a lot of white allies volunteering for Trump's campaign to pass along information to us before it's made public, so we know when rallies are coming up before they are announced. We just have to keep our names out of this and let these white people do the work for us by pushing how Trump's racist ways will destroy. And then the black girl says, that's all those white people are good for in my eyes. I couldn't imagine even pretending to like that racist ass Trump or even get info on his events. And so that's about the end of it. And this hasn't been really explored that much. Look for, even if you don't like Trump and you think the guy's a jerk and he's controlled and all that, still look for this internal sabotage by, you know, the Bush Clinton crime family types, you know, the rhino type Republicans, the neocons, and then look for sabotage by volunteers of the campaign. I mean, think about the horror story there of all the people that are trying to flood into Trump's campaign that have what you would basically say kind of mercenary or fake intentions to do more to disrupt and screw the thing up than to actually, you know, to be on board because you believe in it. And so that's a whole nother angle that hasn't really been explored that much, but I think it's pretty worthwhile to keep, you know, in the forefront of your mind as we watch this thing unfold. So the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. You can call in, and especially if you've never called in before, call in and let me know what you think, whether we're going to there's going to be something else that pops off, total civil disruption, power grid, another big false flag, just complete racial strife. Let me know what you're thinking. So let's take Art from Parts Unknown. Hey, Art, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been, looking at all of this and looking at events that have been taking place over the past several months. And, I like to try to connect dots and try to make a little sense of this whole nightmare that's going on.
Yeah.
And I think back to, what was it, about 3 months ago, two, 3 months ago, when the ICE agent blew his hip brains out in New York, and that letter was released, his little suicide note talking about
martial
September.
Law. Yeah.
And the plans for September. And then I look at the most recent shootings of two young black men. One of the Alton
Sterling
fella, and Alton Sterling, and the other one in
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Fernando.
And then the whole deal with the Dallas shooting of the police and the attempt on police in Georgia, Tennessee, and I forget where the other place
was. Right here, Missouri, in St. Louis.
In Missouri, in St. Louis. And all of this, and then I look at an article I was reading this morning, BLM, the Black Liberation Movement, and for those of you who don't know who BLM is, don't be fooled by anything that they try to tell you. They are a sister group of what is known as the New Black Panther Movement, which is nothing but the Black Panther Movement of the 60s and 70s, just revamped and reworked.
Here's the new Black Panther story, Art. A guy named Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Okay.
Oh yeah, what a piece of work, huh?
Yeah, he was a Nation of Islam heavyweight, but he was such a jerk. I mean, this guy was such a
Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, Farrakhan had to kick him to the curb. That's how hardcore and just retarded he was, and he would just openly call for violence on whites every time that he could, and killing white babies and all that stuff. And so he is the founder of the new Black Panther Party, along with this guy named Malik Zulu Shabazz. And he's a
Black
head of
Liberation Movement.
Yeah, he's a guy that was in the charge of Black Lawyers for Justice, and he ran around with another real crackpot named Alton Maddox, and he's a real piece of work too.
So now we have the Black Liberation Movement, which is just nothing but a sister group to the New Black Panthers.
Yeah,
and I'm reading this article this morning. These guys. These are the ones who are calling for attacks on police, especially attacks on white police and on Whitey himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at all of this and I'm thinking, you know, I see what I see going on is setting the stage to incite. I don't know how old you are, Robert, but I grew up in Springfield, Massachusetts, in a neighborhood called The Hill.
Yeah.
Not a very white boy friendly neighborhood, folks.
Yeah.
And I'm as white as they come, okay? But this is where I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I survived the race wars. And what I see happening right now is I see these power players. Call them, power players, call them Jews, call them whatever you want to call them. I don't care what you want to call them. The ones who are pulling the strings here, the George Soroses of the world, the Andy Sterns of the world, these guys that are pulling the strings with the Black Liberation Movement and all of this garbage, I see them setting the stage to incite a new race war across this country. And for those of you who survived the race wars of the 70s, you know what I'm talking about. If this kicks off a new race war, we're going to be wishing that it was only as bad as what we saw in the 70s. Because this time around, it's going to be nasty, it's going to be bloody, and it's going to be unlike anything that we have ever seen. And if you are not ready to kill, and I don't say this lightly.
Yeah, yeah.
If they are successful and they get this kicked off, it's going to start with massive attacks on police. It is going to get so bad if we don't nip this in the bud now. It's going to get so bad that they will declare martial law within the next 2 months. And then all hell is going to break loose.
Yeah, I wish you were wrong, Art, but I mean,
I do too.
I have this kind of same sinking suspicion that the people right now behind. I went over Mr. Rob McKay. There's another billionaire named Tom Steyer, S-T-E-Y-E-R. He calls himself like a evangelical kind of, Episcopalian, and he's dumping all this money. Paul Egerman, E-G-E-R-M-A-N, the Democracy Alliance, all these people dumping this money into these agitation propaganda organizations, and Google, Facebook with their big Black Lives Matter banners. This thing is getting to the point where it's so synthetic and fake, but unfortunately the buffoon squads that run the streets don't even know that they're basically the guys that are putting the money with the signs and the organizational groundwork. They're all people, basically Jewish and white billionaires that are doing this. You know what I mean? It's just so...
I know, it's nuts, man. It's just like the whole, the Tea Party movement. You know, when Ron Paul got that kicking, it was really, and I'm not a Ron Paul fan, I really don't like Ron Paul, but the Tea Party really was something when it began, and it got commandeered by the Republican Party.
Yeah.
The Occupy movement was a really good thing when it first got kicking off, but then it got taken over by the Democrat Party. Well, now you got both Republicans and Democrats, the big power players like you're talking about, white, Jewish,
yeah,
funneling money into this whole Black Lives Matter, and these people don't realize Whitey is pulling your damn strings, guys. Well, they want you to do this. They want you to get out there and attack white folks. This is, and if you do that, you're going to give them exactly what they want.
Yeah, I don't
know what it's going to take to get through to these people.
I don't. That's the problem. I don't think it's possible with large swaths of them.
And then when you hear people like Louis Farrakhan, I mean, my God, between him, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton.
Yeah, well, Jesse Jackson has blamed Donald Trump on Dallas. So he said Trump and his dog whistling is the reason why this guy Micah Xavier Johnson did this. Now, I think it was a false flag. I think there were other actors involved. I think that guy might have been spotted a while back, and I'm going to get into some of this in a little while, but basically this guy got sent back from Afghanistan and they got rid of him because he's a crackpot.
Supposedly he was sexually harassing his female commanders.
Yeah, and so
that's what they
yeah, but that's when they put their eye on you and be like, yeah, this guy, and he's unbalanced and the rest of it, so they're like, yeah, we can use him later.
Patsy.
Yeah, and so
perfect patsy. Yeah.
So thanks for the call, though, Art. You're making a lot of sense, and I think you're on point, man.
All right, man. You have a great one. We'll talk at you another time.
All right, see ya. We're coming up on a break in about a minute. But I want to talk about this as well. Another threshold we've crossed about the story that they sent a robot drone in to explode the so-called sniper. And I think this needs to be talked about as well. So we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. We got some more calls stacked up.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You know, I got to get into in a little while. After, I'm going to try to clear, you know, get through the calls, and I'm going to try to cover some of the various angles that I'm seeing out here, all the way from Waleed Shubat over here, who's like a former Palestinian terrorist. He's a Zionist now, all the way to Gordon Duff and Kevin Barrett and various other people that are all kind of calling this in slightly different ways. But I want to kind of cover those angles. And cover some of these black power organizations and their connection to, you know, hip hop and some of this other stuff. And so let's take Snake in Florida. Hey, Snake.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, you know, this war on whites has been raging for the last 40 years. I'm old enough to remember the riots in New Jersey from the late 60s and early 70s. Uh-huh. And the only reason why it stopped was because the governor at the time called in the National Guard and gave orders shoot to kill. I can remember going through parts of Asbury Park that were blocked off by National Guardsmen and tanks. It's not going to happen until we white people stand up for ourselves, because we're not going to have any governors who will give the order shoot to kill. To
protect that's my question. I was going to ask to you: is there any political will to have that same kind of wherewithal to say, "Hey, look at the L.A. riots, where there should have been shoot to kill orders there." I was locked and loaded on a 5-ton at Camp Pendleton. I was in the Marine Corps at that time, and there was Marines running all over L.A., but they, you know what I mean? That the political will wasn't there to just say, hey, look, these people are out in the streets doing this, you know, like you said, shoot to kill orders. I don't think people got, you know, the political cojones, if you will, to order that in this kind of toxic, you know, wussy, limp wristed environment. Do you?
No, I don't. I give you a little bit of irony in it. Asbury Park, which was a beautiful town to 72 or 73 before the Negroes started to riot, they burned down every store save one. Take a guess what that one store was that they did not burn down.
A Jewish shop?
No, a liquor store.
Oh, okay.
That's a gun.
Well, you remember the Koreans in L.A. They were they were out there popping caps. You could watch footage of that. That was pretty wild.
And that's what's going to happen to us. You know, if it doesn't happen, I believe in the white genocide, but if this is the best that the white race has to offer, we deserve to be genocide. Or genocided, because we're not doing anything about it. Look at the Eastern Europeans. Now, they're an exception to the rule. I mean, they're fighting to keep their lands white.
Yeah.
Western Europe, dominated by the Zionist Jews. Now you can start to see large protests. I mean, Germany alone, 200,000 rapes per year. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is.
Mind-boggling.
Well, and then they got the German women locked into prostitution now, where basically the government to get the benefits, et cetera, if they're not, you know, they're forcing women into actual brothels to be prostitutes in Germany.
And these sand, I can't say what I want to say, but the camel jockeys in England talk about pedophile rings of young Caucasian, British young girls between the ages of 8 and 15, 16, thousands of them, and nothing's done. Just read the news, what's going on in Britain, what's going on in what used to be called Rhodesia, South Africa. Unless we white people wake up, that's what America will look like 50 years from now. I feel sorry for my sons and my grandchildren, because their future seems bleak, and I don't see, unless white people rise up in mass, which I really don't see happening. I mean, look what happened in Idaho last year. Where the hell were the thousands of militia and patriots that couldn't be found? I mean, when it comes to a situation where, you know, you're going to have to fight for your country, I remember taking that oath back in 1983 to defend my country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I don't ever remember being rescinded from that oath. And, you know, it's horrible to think that this government is actually encouraging blacks and Hispanics to murder whites. And that's what's going on. This is like the South back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, but just reverse.
I hear you, man, and I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you listening. See you guys on the other side. We'll take some more calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Let me cover this real quick, and then I'm going to jump back on the calls. Mr. Producer, play clip six real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here for this important announcement by Sheriff Demings. Sheriff.
We're here for an important announcement today. I want to keep Orlando smiling. Keep dancing, Orlando! Hit it!
Okay, you can stop it there. You can stop it there. Now, this was a video put out by the Orange County Sheriff's Office down there in Florida where all the weird crap just went down 3 weeks ago. And so now, and I'm going to explain to you what this was. So the sheriff, he puts a boom box up on his podium, presses play, and all these cops and people that work at the sheriff's department start dancing. You see? Now let me read this. When events in the American Gladio campaign take place, one of the first instincts for the leadership class of the town or city involved has to be centered around self-preservation. In the case of Orlando, the main industry is fun. tourists don't go to Orlando to be depressed. They want to enjoy the illusion, not to not dread the stark reality of what supposedly happened. With that in mind, the Orange County Sheriff's Office put together a little video of them dancing around at a mock press conference in their offices and on the streets of the city. It's marketed as a healing move, but in the stark reality of what supposedly happened there on June 12th, you have to understand it's not about healing the hearts and minds of Orlando citizens as much as it is about healing the profit margins in the tourist industry in the city. Disney, you know, all the whole thing in Orlando. These fun-based industries certainly hold a lot of sway with the local politicians who could tell the sheriff's office what to do and when. I'm sure Disney and the rest of them put people in all those offices. Below the fold, I have posted the video, which I find extremely offensive. It should be noted that the YouTube video was posted to the official Orange County Sheriff's Office YouTube page, where it has received twice as many dislike votes as it has likes. You will also notice the date it was posted, July 4th. That's about 3 weeks after the shooting at the Pulse nightclub, that which supposedly took 49 lives and seriously injured another 53 citizens in Orlando. A video like this isn't made overnight. With all the different locations and shoots presented in the video, one has to assume it took at least a week to film it and then edit and process, perhaps more. And I just wanted to kind of dump that on the audience, because this is the sick, twisted, stage-managed, weird reality we're living in. So let's take Dave in Nevada. Hey, Dave. You there, man?
Can you hear me? Hey, yes, Robert. Sir. Yeah. Did you? I was wondering. Did you watch any of that video of the last shooting of Philando Castile?
I saw one of them. There's, you know, it's interesting. Now some of the people over at Got News, which hopefully I can get to later, they're saying this guy was a robbery suspect and supposedly had a pistol in his lap. And then there's other pictures of him and the girlfriend smoking blunts on their Twitter feed or Facebook post with a little kid in the back seat. I mean, this is a real mess. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just another really confusing story with all these weird outcroppings and all that. But what I wanted to bring up is his name. It's a really odd name, Philando Castile. I've never heard it, and so I kind of. What I thought about was, okay, what is Philando? It's an amalgamation of two words, Philadelphia and Orlando. Philando.
And it's okay. Almost like philanderer too. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Orlando, we already know what happened. But what's going on in Philadelphia right now? They have an ongoing protest for the last 4 days of the police.
That's where the convention, the Democratic convention, is going to be too.
Yeah, exactly. So this is really kind of. I mean, I pay attention to the. You get some of these names come out; they're really odd.
Yeah,
and so, and there's a lot of talk about stuff going down during the Democratic convention. But
well, yeah, so we're all just pissed. All the commies are pissed about Bernie getting shafted,
right, and jumping ship and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's that angle to it too. But did you hear about that movie that's coming out called Purge?
Yeah, there was a Purge movie released a while back. Is it a sequel?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a sequel or what. I think it's a sequel, but it's coming back out again. And one of the catchphrase that they're using is something called "Making America Great."
Oh, well, hey,
and,
listen to this. Kyle Hunt over at Renegade sent me a trailer to a movie. I don't know if it's out, but it's coming out. It's called Birth of a Nation. And we know the original Birth of a Nation movie, what was his name? I can't remember it right now. Griffith. But anyway, this new Birth of a Nation it's all agitprop about slavery and a black rebellion and about war on whitey. And so there's a whole nother slavery movie coming out now, which is very incendiary. Let's put it that way. Watch it, everybody. Birth of a Nation. You can find the trailer out there floating around on YouTube, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is orchestrated race war 2016 collapse this thing quite possibly. But go ahead.
Yeah, so anyways, I don't know if you watched the first Purge movie, but I haven't seen it, but apparently the premise of the movie is that for one night, all bets are off. In other words, they suspend all law.
Yeah.
And everybody's just out in the street, and it's complete chaos.
Yeah, it's basically one day out of the year. It's Machiavellianism gone crazy, hedonism, kill who you want, rape who you want, have sex with who you want, the whole nine.
Yeah, so I'm just, it's just really interesting what kind of messages they're sending out right now. And I thought it was kind of funny. You were talking about these black people, and they're you know, complaining about white cops. Well, you know, it'd be really interesting to see if the blacks really got what they wanted. They had an all black police force and all black judges, and they get a real taste of what black justice is about.
Oh my gosh! Just like the Hutus and the Tutsis and the rest of these African tin pot dictators and so forth. Unfortunately, they don't realize that if they had their own complete self-determination, they would completely collapse. And then you got Farrakhan, this hypocrite that sold the Nation of Islam to the cult of Scientology that most people don't even know. And this guy's out here calling, you know, and it's just like, dude, you're owned lock, stock, and barrel by a white cult. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's so the connections just go so deep that it's really hard to. It's hard for the average person to figure out because they just see what's on their television screen.
Yeah, well, people are feeling something deep down in their soul about just the destabilization, and they're feeling the fragility of the entire of their entire life. They're feeling it really. They're really getting a look at how fragile civilization in this day and age is.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think of the way AJ is covering this whole thing, Alex Jones?
Well,
what
do you think about it? I got to give it to him. He's at least closer to reality than these latest few false flags that seems to have mysteriously slipped through his fingers. So at least he's, you know, he realizes it's a synthetic, operation here to destabilize the country. He wants to blame it on the front man instead of going deeper, though. Well, he goes deep, but he doesn't. He runs his usual cover, and you know, with his selection of words. But he's been pretty on point about it. He knows what's going on with it, and he can feel it as well. He's been going crazy. So,
yeah. All right, Robert. Thanks for taking my call, man.
All right, see you, Dave. Let's take Rob in Minnesota. Hey, you're there. Are you near the epicenter of the Philando thing?
No, I'm down south. I'm in a sleepy little river town, so I'm living the good life here in summertime. Okay. Thanks for taking my call, Robert. I don't know. I've been listening to you for 4 or 5 months, and I think you're doing a great job, so keep it up, man.
I appreciate that.
I do a little teeny show, too. It's over on Mixler, but I don't have any listeners. But the thing I kind of concentrate on is just how each individual's reality is based on their, you know, perception, you know, their preconceived notions, and so we all have this normalcy bias.
Well, it's also their it's also based on what they decide to put into their brain on a daily basis as well. So you've got preconceived notions, but then it's also stimuli, the stimuli that you choose to ingest. And so it's a real mixed bag with individuals, because it's like, you know, if you watch the TV, the main corporate six big mega corporation owned crap, and then you read the local paper, you're a zombie. You're not getting any information because it's all BS. I mean, they'll tell you what the weather is going to be like tomorrow, and they're pretty good with that, but that's about it. When it comes to political realities, and I mean, it's very few and far between that you're getting anything substantive.
Yeah, I don't listen to the mainstream at all. I gave up on it a long time ago. And although I probably consider you to be way smarter than me, I do have a few years on you, and so I have some experience to back up things. And like you, I do enjoy listening to both Tarpley, and, you know, I listen to AJ somewhat.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of all over the place. I like Tarpley. I think he's brilliant, but I don't agree with him very much.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad you brought up Tarpley, because I follow him on Twitter, and I troll his ass pretty hard. Because, I mean, I agree with you. This guy, I use his term, synthetic terror, as you probably know from listening to the program,
absolutely,
which is the title
yeah.
of his
like
book.
Like I say, he's got a lot of stuff right.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things right. And when it comes to especially internal European factions and, you know, internal like Turkish, like, you know, the various parties in a country like Turkey, this guy, he knows his stuff. But unfortunately, he's like an FDR kind of New Deal
like
sycophant.
Government and,
yeah. He thinks
in a way, I yeah. understand where he's coming from, because how else do you stand up to big corporations? Now, I'd
yeah.
like to see all that stuff just torn down, and you know, have some sort of trust buster out there, so we didn't have these multinational conglomerations that are just, you know, that are, you know, the old movie Network. You know, I'm
yeah, yeah.
mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. But that closing speech by Ned Beatty, you know, he sums it up right there. You know.
Yeah.
Nations don't matter anymore. It's Coca-Cola, it's GM, it's Boeing, you know, it's...
yeah, well, think about, look at how the corporations have run roughshod over Central and South America, and that's your perfect example of basically they decide who's going to be the president. They decide who's going to fill these cabinet positions in little places like Panama, or, you know, look at the strife in Venezuela right now. That's, you know, because it's like probably the leadership down there with Chavez and now Maduro, they don't want to play ball with certain players, and so guess what? They get squeezed. They get killed. Their people have to suffer until they capitulate. And this is how it works.
Since you're bringing up those countries, I want to get to the point that I kind of wanted to make, and it's very broad, and I know you will get it, but it's weird how both, you know, Cloward and Piven and, you know, you listen to, you know, apparently what the Trump strategy is. And if you look, you know, there was a movie that Sandra Bullock put out called Our Brand is Crisis. And you talk about foreshadowing events to come. You know, they're setting up, you know, this alleged strongman in the persona of Trump, who has been fabricated, you know, for the last 20 years as a reality persona, you know, and, you know, I hope, you know, the establishment is as afraid of him as, you know, they make it out to be.
Exactly.
I have my doubts. You know,
yeah.
You know,
well, it's like this whole thing when you look at an event like Dallas, you're like, you know, this could be Beebe and the Likudniks popping off.
Tarpley nailed Dallas to the T, you know,
because there were multiple
shooters. They triangulated the kill zone, and what they wanted to do was to get the cops to fire back at random into the crowd, so the cops would be killing people. And, you know, the...
But here's another layer. They could have... To basically drive the entire white law enforcement kind of law and order Republican, and even some of the libtards who will secretly go pull the lever for Trump, even though the levers really don't matter, just to scare Whitey into the MRAP police state's arms, and then blacks, you're basically turning them into a Marxist revolutionary proxy army to overthrow the evil white capitalist system.
Yeah, and it's weird because like 6 months ago, I live in a small college city, you know, 35,000, and at the college, which is, you know, obviously liberal, but they had this black woman speaker come in, and she's been all over the place, and she worked for the Associated Press, and she, you know, she was detained in Israel and kept in prisons and all that stuff. But her whole thing is, you know, whitey.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, she was talking even back then how they were just going to drop the hammer in Cleveland, that that's where it was going to happen, that there was going to be blood in the street.
Well, it still could be. There still could be.
And, you know, you talked about this Cloward and Piven thing, yeah. And I remember years and years ago that Catherine Austin Fitz was on with AJ, and she's talking about, you know, being in the room with Ronald Reagan, and Stockman was giving a presentation, and this was before any electronic stuff, so he actually had a big, paper easel there with, flip pages, and he's flipping through these pages and everything. And she said, for all, everybody in the room thought that Ronnie was taking a nap because he was sitting there just snoozing. And all of a sudden, Stockman says something to the, he's got his chart up, and he says, if we continue on the path that we're going, we're going to be the bankrupt, the country's going to be bankrupt. And Reagan pops his eyes open and says, Mr. Stockman, that's the point. That's what's going to happen.
All right. Thanks for the call, Rob.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm a side, sweet suicide, natural causes. All right,
So, you know, let's see here. We got Frank in North Carolina. Hey, Frank.
Called in a while. Hey, Robert, I haven't called in a while. I figured I'd call in. I usually catch you on the replay on Monday mornings. But, I don't know where to begin. I've tried calling into Alex Jones probably four, five, six times or more over the past several weeks. But I guess his listenership, I heard him saying today, his listenership's way up. So maybe he's just got a lot more people calling in. But it's very.
He said he's six times to traffic since Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even get through the first stage to calling into his number. You know how you get through and then it puts you on another. Yeah. I mean, I can't even get through it. But I've called in to try and challenge him on things and ask him a couple questions on things that I wanted some clarification on. It's about impossible to get through. But, yeah, man, it drives me nuts. You know, he's always bringing up George Soros. And, you know, it's always he's a Nazi. Yeah. And you know, by saying Nazi, I guess in one way you could say, well, that's probably the most popular villain group in everybody's mind throughout the world and America. I mean, it was, you know, when I was coming up and everything. But in a way, too, though, it evokes the evil, racist, blue-eyed, blonde, white Aryan. Yeah. And that's what really pisses me off. And I'm sure it works very well as a part of his business model because it keeps the Jews off his back some. But everybody he freaking talks about on his show is freaking Jewish. All the evildoers, everybody behind everything he talks about, almost every one of them for the past 11 years is freaking Jewish.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Feinstein or Boxer or Schumer or, you know, the Federal Reserve. You know, it's all basically kosher nostra that he chooses to just call globalists, you see. That's the word, globalists. And that's code word for Alex Jones saying Jewish mafia. For the most part, there's plenty of goy involved that are the minions of the head of the snake. But the head of the snake's pretty much kosher nostra, Rothschild. I mean, Rothschild Boulevard in Israel, Meyer Lansky helped build Israel. I mean, come on. The whole thing's...
Another thing, all these guys that always call into these different shows, and they want to put it on the Vatican and all that. And I've never covered for the Vatican. I mean, I've always attacked the Vatican and all that stuff.
No, you gotta attack the Vatican, Frank, because they're a penetrated force, and they're being used with all the muscle that they can muster as far as a seat at the UN, Georgetown University, the State Department, you know, the school for all the diplomats at Georgetown. I mean, tons. I mean, they're locked into this thing, whether they like it or not, because they're a penetrated institution.
But just like the evangelicals, too. But both the Catholics... organized Catholicism, the Vatican, whatever you want to call it, and the evangelicals, the Zionist Christians, they're all subservient. They all serve the greater interests of the freaking organized Jewry. Yeah. And the thing about it is, though, these guys who want to always harp on the Vatican and it's, you know, it's the Jesuits and all that, those guys never mention any role of Jews.
Well, 99, hey, Frank, hold on. I'll hold you through the break, but 99 out of 100 of those guys that are the Vatican Jesuits or the evil incarnate, and they run cover and actually say Jews are the victims of the Vatican throughout history. Well, hold on. I want to talk about this on the other side.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.